Hello, queers and peers, and welcome to your space, Closet Takes, with your hosts, Franco and Gabe.
We invite you each week to come inside and talk life, millennial problems, and more, but keeping it gay.
Now join us in the closet,
where we always have space for you. On today's episode, in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, we're doing a check-in episode. We check in with you guys and talk about some of the things going on in the world and how that's affecting our mental health. We talk mental health and how it affects the queer community. And I share who my latest arch nemesis is. And we share some resources with you guys that might be able to help some of our listeners who might be going through a really tough time. So sit back and enjoy.
We're here. We're new and improved. I don't know. I don't know if I'm too excited for
She's leveled up.
Right?
She's upgraded.
She digivolved.
She's ASMR ready.
Oh my God. You're ready for like rebranding. We're rebranding this whole podcast.
We're rebranding this whole podcast for ASMR.
She's going to be seductive.
Do you like the sound of my voice, Johnny? John.
I cannot.
Daddy.
You're taking this too far. We're going to go back.
She's feeling her oats. Let her feel her oats.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to, like I said, have this new sound. Hopefully.
Hopefully it actually
sounds. I'm not even going to say hopefully. No, it does sound better. Because like we were doing our, you know, all our sound checks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, let me compare the sound. Let me compare the before and the after.
Yeah.
Girl, the first episodes.
Oh, mama.
She was a little crunchy.
She was on a budget.
I don't know if I ever clarified what we were using during the time.
We did.
Did I? We were using the TikTok mics.
The TikTok mics,
those
girl.
Little, you know, if you guys have ever seen those ones on TikTok where it's like the little mini mic.
Yeah.
Little baby mic.
Mm-hmm.
That was our fantasy.
That was our podcast fantasy.
I saw it and I was like, oh my God, that looks so cute. I was like, they probably work super well. And, you know, well.
She sounded like she was on a budget.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear the quality there difference. Are you okay? I feel like you're having like some kind of seizure over there. Or you're trying to hold in a sneeze.
No, I'm fine. I mean, girl, I don't want to sneeze into the new mic.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm... Oh!
What?
I'm over here talking, and I also forgot that our new intro is also in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a cute little new intro.
Right? I don't know. Like, I wonder if people, like... How did you guys react to it? Hopefully, you guys can let us know on the socials and stuff, because, like, it must be weird. Like, imagine, like, just starting your podcast, and then, like, oh...
Yeah. They have a new sound.
They're new. They're different.
They don't sound crunchy.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we were always kind of like saying, I mean, we were kind of working on it for a while, getting it's trial and error. I mean, we didn't stick with our first sound and our first mics and
our first
like that.
Mics. Yes.
So, and then we went.
And I feel like always like with the start of a new season, there's always a good way to just start, you know, like refresh.
Yeah.
So a new intro is always a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we change, we evolve, we're humans.
We change over time, yes. We grow, we learn.
We grow, we level up.
Yeah.
Our pussies level up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just more so we wanted to invest a little bit more into the podcast and making sure everything
sounds beautiful.
Can sound as good as possible.
So that you guys can have...
Girl, I'm going to take this fucking mic away from you if this is the way you're going to want to act.
Oh, let me feel my oats, mama.
No, I am not going to let you feel them if this is the way you're going to do it.
Well, you guys let me know if you guys would like a whole ASMR episode of just Franco doing ASMR since Gabe wants to be stuck up like the Republicans.
Since I want to act a certain type of way.
Since you want to act a certain type of way. You want to be like the Republicans and take away my ASMR.
I'm just, yeah. Yeah, that's my end game. End game. Girl, I just realized I have not yet watched the new Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah. I was going to say the new WandaVision.
I was going to say the new Wanda movie, but I mean, that's correct.
You're correct.
Yeah.
She's a bad bitch.
Oh, like, she is the main character.
She's the main character. Yeah. Even if she's the villain, it's okay.
Yeah,
we support the villains.
I haven't seen it.
We've talked about this in the podcast, how the villains are usually right.
Yeah.
They have some...
She's not a villain in my eyes.
It's not. If you've watched WandaVision, you should understand that she's not the villain. She's not the problem.
I need people to geek out with. If anybody out there, if you guys are also Marvel fans, like, I am so down to talk Marvel.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Also DC.
Yeah.
I watched
the Batman. I was just about to talk about this. I was just about to bring this up. Yes, I watched the new Batman movie.
So let me know. How did little Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
How did Cedric Diggory do for you?
He did great. He did great. Definitely not Twilight. Mm-hmm. He was not giving Twilight, which is good. That's not what I needed from my Batman. I will say everything about the movie, like the soundtrack, just the whole movie in general, is really good. The Riddler is one of my least favorite villains, even though
you don't like a riddle.
I was just about to say, even though I like a riddle and I like a little mystery in my life.
I was gonna say, weren't you the bitch that was complaining that they didn't have the little Sphinx in?
Yes.
Goblet of Fire.
Yes.
Who does riddles?
Right.
But you don't like the Riddler.
The reason why I wanted the Sphinx was because the maze in the Harry Potter movie is so plain. It's just like them fighting one another.
Uh-huh.
Which makes sense, but there's other things in there, you know.
Okay. You know, I lived for the teasers. I remember the little teasers I saw of the Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Mm-hmm.
And that smoky... She's got a smoky eye,
She's
mama.
Got a smoky eye, baby.
Like, it's the smoky it's 2006 eye. All over again, where just, like, smoky eye is just
bitch,
all over
it's
the
Gerard
place.
Way.
She's giving raccoon.
She's giving Gerard Way. She's giving just My Chemical Romance. And the soundtrack for the movie literally is, like, a emo... teen angst put it together. Like, the music's really great. The music's great. It sounds so emo, and I'm like, I'm here for this emo Batman.
You're like, I live.
I'm like, I'm here. Let me add this spoiler alert. I'm not gonna give any spoilers, but something that I liked about the movie was that he was testing out all his shit, bro. Like, he was like legit falling off shit and like not. Like, he would miss stuff.
She was giving rookie.
She was giving rookie of the year. Which is, like, 2 years into, I think, because... supposedly, like, I guess the story takes place, like, 2 years into him being Batman, I think.
Okay.
I think...
She's still early.
So she's still early. She's still learning her gigs and gags, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's still... Her death drops are still a little...
Batman's not yet
to
booked.
Death, not to drop.
They're not booked and busy yet.
They're not booked and busy, yeah.
They've got a few gigs.
They have a few gigs.
They're a local queen.
They're a local queen. They're not a RuPaul queen, but they're local. You know?
Right.
So, but yeah, it's a good movie. But I definitely need to go watch WandaVision.
WandaVision?
There you go. Doctor Strange too.
Yeah.
Let's not take the shine from Doctor Strange.
No, we're going to take it away. We'll take away the shine.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You know, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
I live for it. You know, I was thinking about that too, like with the whole talk about movies. I mentioned this to you the other day about how it's just not done the way that it's used to.
What do you mean?
The whole movie premieres. I don't know. I miss those prime movie premieres. I miss the prime movie premieres where you would go and wait all day in line for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, do you remember when reserve seating wasn't a thing?
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
You just had to get there early.
Bitch, fuck your seat.
Exactly. Like Delamo Mall. That's where we used to watch our movies over there at the Delamo Mall in Carson. Carson/Torrance, I don't know. But I miss those nights where we would go and like just wait. We did it for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I did it for Twilight. I can't remember which ones we did. We did some of them.
Yeah, we did a few.
New Moon, I know, was for sure.
We did the one for New Moon? Or you probably did it.
I think. I don't know.
Because I don't remember. I would not wait in line for New Moon.
Let's just bring some of those smash hits back. and let's have a.
Honestly, I think the only movie I did the midnight premiere for was for the Harry Potter one, for the last one. That was the
you
only
just
one.
Had
we did.
To. I remember that. You were the first. No, I was gonna say you weren't the first.
I was not.
You
the
were
first.
The
I was the
second
person
arrive.
In line. Yeah.
So somebody
there's
out there
two
was
people
a,
in front of me.
Somebody out
and
there
I was
a,
like, I see you, bitch.
They were a more I dedicated Harry Potter fan than you.
No, mama. They were not dedicated. They probably got dropped off. I took the bus. I took the bus, mama.
You took the bus?
I took the bus from Wilmington all the way to Carson, to Torrens, wherever the fuck. Bitch, I took my little crunchy-ass bus.
So while some people take the bus for dick, other people take it to Harry Potter.
Right. You would know.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, I took it for Harry Potter. Only man I would take the bus for.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. He's so hot.
I know. He Do you remember he had those pictures when he was on Broadway?
And his dick?
Yeah.
It's not very big, but I'm okay with that.
It's all right. We love an average man.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
I think it was average. I can't remember, honestly.
I mean, I'm just...
I just remember I wasn't like, oh my God, he has a huge dick. But then again, I don't care.
Anything Daniel Radcliffe does, you're just like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, that's a handsome man.
Like that movie, The Horns.
I mean, if he wants to do something with him.
Listen. oh, mama. but enough about movies.
I'm sorry.
It was interesting.
Did I get carried away?
Oh, it's fine. We like that. We love getting carried away.
Well, let's move away from movies and then go to TV. Since we now have our new improved sound and we're like I said, we're investing into doing more projects and things mm-hmm. like that for mm-hmm. Closet Takes. Mm-hmm. What about announcing our All-Star 7?
Oh, yes.
Minisodes?
Yes, yes. We're going to be doing quick takes.
That's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it. Quick takes. Short episodes, 30-minute episodes, probably just talking about the episode themselves.
Probably, I think, more so attempting 30 minutes. I don't know if we can... Do you think my bitch ass can wrap up what I got to say? And
we're
we're
going to do it.
Minutes?
I mean, what are we going to talk about? We're not really going to talk about the... Well,
bitch,
I was going to say the workroom.
It depends on how gaggy the episode is.
I was going to say the workroom stuff usually isn't interesting, but it's all stars.
It's
all winners. Never mind.
Like, hello.
Correction. But yeah. We're going to be doing doing short episodes of All-Star 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the works.
Yeah, we're just going to go episode by episode, mm-hmm. just kind of giving our, you know, just our little quick bit about what's going on in the workroom, like the drama between the girls, mm-hmm. the challenge, all mm-hmm. that stuff. Just kind of do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the episode won't be edited. It'll just be unfiltered and raw. So if, you know, I fuck up, I'm just going to leave it in.
She's got one take.
I got
it's
one
like
take.
That, it's that acting
I got
challenge.
That one take. Yeah, it's the acting challenge for us. So that's going to be fun.
It is. I look forward to doing those. Yeah. We're debating on like expanding that. We're like, there's like other things we can do. There's the Heartstopper
series,
which is just so hot right now. Everybody is talking about
hello.
It.
Hello. Oh, I can do that. Hello.
Do I dare to say, you know,
go
since
ahead.
We're talking about Heartstopper and we're in the month of May, which mm-hmm. if case... you know, linking to what we're kind of going into today mm-hmm. is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, it
so,
is.
So mental health. And then I've kind of noticed that with people watching the whole Heartstopper thing, I kind
people
of noticed
got
like
depressed.
A... Huh?
People have got depressed.
Yeah. I've kind of mm-hmm. noticed like a split between like the gay community more specifically, because, you know, it is a show about gay men. But
right.
I mean, I think it applies a lot of queer people still like and relate to the story.
Right. Well, they had a trans character.
Right.
And
oh,
they
yeah.
Had,
well, yeah
they had
other
the
queer
the lesbian.
There.
Yeah, they had all kinds of representation, I think. And that's what I liked about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I've just noticed that people have been saying how it's kind of made them depressed, the whole relationship, especially the whole relationship
mm-hmm.
between the two characters. What is it? What's the character's names from Heartstopper?
I'm looking at you like that because I completely forgot
you blanked
their name.
Too?
I blanked on their name. Nick, right?
Uh-huh.
Nick and... Oh, fuck. Bitch, you got me there.
You're flopping. You're in your flopper. And you stand this show harder than me.
Bitch,
you were
I watched
talking
it
shit about Denali.
I watched it.
You were talking shit about Denali.
Hello? Yes, I was. Fuck Denali.
Do you mind saying
this is why she didn't win her
you
season.
Are attacking a drag queen, a fellow queer person,
and
that's fucking rude.
That deserves
during
to be,
mental health that you are bullying.
That deserves to be dragged.
Give the audience a little clarification about why you are feeling some type of way about Miss Denali.
She said that the show was cheesy. She didn't like it. You know, Nick Nelson and Charlie.
I don't know why I couldn't remember. I remember Charlie bit me.
Charlie bit me. So yeah, Denali said that it was very, what did she say? She said something like it wasn't realistic.
It was like the pace was slow and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were the one heated, bro.
I mean, she was probably waiting for a sex scene at the end or some point.
Yeah.
And there was no sex. And this is why I loved it. There was no sex scene. Mm-hmm. It was just like very, like first love. And that's literally what the story is. It's literally like very first love. Like the sweaty hand holding and
the nervousness, the butterflies. Yeah. I mean, I think we were ahead of our time. As far as like when the show came out, because I think that this is kind of opening up those conversations that we've had here on this podcast and with everybody else about missing out.
Yes.
I think people don't really, it has now kind of been in the forefront with the show and the message and just displaying just a average relationship, you know, like the development of a gay relationship.
Not Call Me By Your Name, right? The pedophile story.
I was going to say, I forgot that features an older gentleman.
It's an older.
I was like, which, it's basically
the Grindr story, which, again, I've been there.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's weird how, like, that's so normalized and how it's not talked about enough.
And here's the thing. The thing is that we can talk about it because of the fact that it has to do with the disconnection that, you know, us as gay people have with a regular relationship, because a lot of the times our relationship is done in the hush hush, everything's quiet, whatever, like who's the nearest fuck that you can find or who's the nearest person that you can relate to, which is usually an older man or an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
who's looking for one thing that's on their mind, which is sex.
Yeah, because especially like when you're younger, you know, you're obviously, if you're closeted or if you don't want a lot of people to know, you're most likely not gonna try to filter for people close to your age or anybody who might know somebody around you.
Yes.
You know, so you're gonna avoid anybody in their teens, you're gonna avoid anybody in their early 20s, you know, you're probably gonna look for at least like 25 and up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, it's just crazy that this has opened up that door for people to realize that, you know, it's happy to see, because, you know, you're happy to see this representation, because it's something a lot of us didn't have. We don't get to grow up with seeing queer couples and queer just average relationships like play out like straight relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a guy saying how he was happy for like the newer generation of queer people that got to have Heartstopper and stuff like that, and how, you know, it means something, you know?
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, he was also sad because he didn't get that. And I felt that, like, I watched that show and I was like so depressed after.
Yeah.
I remember I told Aaron, who obviously has been on the podcast, I told him, hey, you should watch Heartstopper. He's like, I'm not about to watch that.
He heard about it?
Yeah. He's like, no. I was like, it made me cry. He's like, and that's exactly why I'm not going to watch it. And I was like, cool.
Yeah. In time. They knew what they were doing. They're like, let's release that show right before Mental Health Awareness Month. And let's send everybody, every queer person in the community into a spiral.
Mama. Hello, Netflix. You guys saved yourself a few more months.
Did they?
Yeah. I was getting ready.
You're like, she's renewed. I'll pay a year in advance.
To be honest. Yeah.
They heard you, girl. They heard you were going to cancel. They're like, bitch, everybody's going to leave us. We need something to stop everybody in their tracks. Boom, Heartstopper.
They literally said the password sharing is the reason why they haven't got new members and they're losing money. I'm like, bitch, how about the fact that
y'all losing money because y'all don't put quality shit?
You can't seem to hold a franchise or any movie for more than a month before right. it gets taken out. And then you have these nasty ass C, D, D class films, which don't get me wrong. Sometimes there's some hits in there. But is that the same? No, this is Amazon. I'm going to say the Velocipaster.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's literally a pastor that can transform into a velociraptor.
Oh.
To fight for God.
Interesting.
Don't ask me.
Did you find anything about the show particularly triggering? Or, like, was there a particular... I mean, without giving anything away, I guess, about the show, was it, like, any aspect about it in particular that, like, may give you that, like... Like, it just really got you in the heart or in the stomach? I think, like, for me... It was just the fact of, like, the little touch of the animations that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think just adds that little extra touch of what it feels like at that age.
Yes. Yes. Of what the love feels like at a young age.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you, Denali. Because that's what...
She's moved on from the boomers and she is now... You've moved on to being a Denali. Yeah,
this is a Denali...
Just
podcast.
So you know, Franco's opinions are not associated with myself.
Okay,
So please don't interrupt my statement. Franco's views and opinions do not reflect those of his co-host Gabe on Closet Takes podcast. So Denali, I'm still a big fan. Thank you. Cancel this bitch. Bye.
You only say that because you want to fuck Denali.
No. Oh my God. Why would you say
You're
that?
You're all up on his ass, and that is not cute.
I am on Denali for. She's cute.
What does she do?
She is cute, but I do also like her.
What
drag.
Does she do that gags you?
Sis, she's a dancer. She's an ice skater.
Yeah, she stated that on Drag Race. What else is she doing that she's gagging you? Oh, you
oh
don't
my God.
Say. You have nothing to say.
I mean, I follow her.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow. Fake fan.
Anyway, bitch. So
called you out on Closet Takes
no,
podcast.
No, you didn't.
Called you out.
No.
The audience will decide.
Anyway.
Who dragged who?
Yeah, so like I feel like those... I can see those little hints of things that they incorporated into the show
mm-hmm.
that kind of made you feel that extra step of emotion.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of just... I mean, it definitely paints the picture of what it feels like to be in love, you know, at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Your first love. Your first... A same sex love because
very that.
for my experience I dated girls, right? And it was I mean I don't want to say it was any different, but I think it something inside me told me that it felt not wrong but not right.
Right.
But it wasn't until I first fell in love with my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, correction. No. Well, I did have a crush on my first boyfriend. It was like a huge crush. I told you like it was a huge crush. But the first person that I ever loved, it was like my third boyfriend, I believe. Yeah, third boyfriend. With him, it was like the little stuff. It was like we would listen to the same music. We would have the same interest. And just seeing him walk up to our friend group, this is before I even like dated him, used to give me like butterflies in my stomach. Just seeing him aww. Walk in the halls was, it just meant so much, right?
Yeah.
So I think that the show did a very good job of capturing that feeling.
Yeah, like capturing it with everything, like just the everything. Honestly, I rarely think something is a 10 out of 10, but the show was a 10 out of 10.
The show's a 10 out of 10.
The soundtrack,
the soundtrack, the music's
everything.
Really good.
The music is so good,
I think we've said this already. I think. British shows, is that what we said?
Shows abroad are the way to go.
The way to go. Elite, which is like a Spanish, you know, gilipollas. Joder. Oh, we have people in Spain. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. We love y'all.
Hola tíos y tías. ¿Cómo están todos en España?
She's learning her Spanish, y'all.
She's learning her Spanish.
Yeah.
It's also a good show, and it's a show that's from abroad, and it has a variety of characters. You know, they have like, African-Americans. They have Muslims, too.
Yeah, they have, like, people of different nationalities
yeah.
and things like that. It's,
yeah.
very, it's a big melting pot of a show.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you bring that show up, because I think that's, with the whole Heartstopper thing and... you know, the series and that
right.
on the opposite spectrum of that, with, you know, queer people who watch the show, Elite.
Yeah.
Right? Because it features gay couples and lesbian couples,
couples and bisexual couples and things like
that. It's a very sexual show, which does also feature queer people in it. So
who are very sexual.
Again, so I think we're kind of used to the thing with the whole Heartstopper thing is just opening up this whole issue about bringing emotions and having like true relationships, you know, versus I think we're kind of used to seeing more stuff like in the style of Elite, where things are relationships, sexualized. Queer relationships are very
sexualized.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I mean, look at, I mean, not to dog on the show because we still love the plot and everything like that of Elite, but a lot of the plots and showing of the queer, well, more so the gay characters, I think, show a lot of sex scenes.
Yeah.
And they get pretty into it. They get pretty graphic.
Mama.
You know?
Mama.
And I noticed it too. I was like, I feel like they get more graphic and more like the scene is more drawn out than like a straight scene. I don't know. That's just, maybe it's some of the last episodes I watched. But
Maybe some of the episodes you watched, because I feel like even the straight sex is also the same way. But I think that, again, the difference between Heartstopper and then Elite is like, it's not sexualized. Like, they don't even, spoiler alert, I guess I should say, they don't even have sex.
Yeah, they don't reference, there's nothing referencing.
There's nothing about sex either. He doesn't even ask.
Or even rushing to the point of sex.
He doesn't even ask if you're a top or a bottom. For all you know, they're both bottoms. They're all bottoms.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't even get talked about. He doesn't even ask.
That was like refreshing.
It was very refreshing. Also, this movie kind of got a little bit of hate too. The Love, Simon.
Yeah.
Because the guy wasn't gay. Which we're going to talk about that.
Wait,
in
which guy?
The guy who played Simon, he's not gay.
Oh, you're saying in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, the actor. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's not gay. So, you know, they got a lot of heat because of that. But we'll talk about that on a different episode on how I feel about that. But also, not a lot of sex, which was and I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a good start for a representation movie. I mean, now we have Heartstopper, which it wasn't even. This is the sad part, is that it wasn't even a big movie like that was released in movie theaters. This was just like a Netflix series.
And it did great.
Girl, the reviews, the Rotten Tomatoes and the people, all that. It got.
And you were like, as it should.
As it should. Hello, Denali. Rotten Tomatoes and the people would
have spoken
and they disagree with you.
Girl, you just let it go.
No.
People can have their opinion. It's her opinion.
I'm not saying she can't have her opinion. I'm just saying she's wrong.
Yeah, like you can have an opinion that's wrong.
Yeah, you can have an opinion that's wrong. I mean, again, her gay journey is different than everybody else's. I feel like the gay journey that was in Heartstopper is a more normal for teens to have than, because we're not gonna not address the elephant in the room, that is the dangers of young gays hooking up with older men.
Yeah,
like that's a real thing. You know,
I can see that, because I think that some of the depictions of queerness and things like that have kind of been normalized, or not, and maybe shown, I guess, like we haven't established a new normal.
Yeah,
like I don't think that we've gotten around to showing what normal relationships should look like. You know
what normal queer relationship should look like.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole Grindr thing, like nobody talks about that, how there will be underage people on Grindr.
Right.
It's like, sis, like you shouldn't even be on here. Like you're just going to get taken advantage of. And, you know, I've watched the show. I don't think you watched it. I think you had no interest in it, but I watched shows like, I've watched Queer as Folk. And there's a kid on there, like his name is Hunter, and he is, I think he's like 19, or he's like a teenager, 18, 19 years old. And I think even when he was underage, he was having sex with like older men and things like that. So I feel like we need to establish that, because I don't think that a lot of the depictions have a very positive impact on our mental health as a whole community.
Right. And again, I'm not dragging the community for being over-sexualized. There is, you
there's
know,
a history there for it.
There's a history there for it, and it makes sense, and there's things for that. But I think that we as a community should try to normalize normal relationships, normal age-appropriate relationships.
Yeah.
Within for our younger generations. Mm-hmm. I hate mm-hmm. to sound like an old folk, you know?
Right.
I sound like a fucking boomer. But no, actually, the boomers would probably be complaining. Back in my day.
Right.
I used to not. Da, 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 da. You know, but I think that it's very important that for us millennials now, mm-hmm. it's important that for us to kind of speak up and kind of how millennials handle every single day of our lives. We bring shit to light.
We call it out.
We've been calling it out within our families, and I think it's time that we start calling it out within our community. The yeah. bad things that are, not saying that our community is bad, it's just that there's things in our community that are bad.
Yeah. I mean, right? it's kind of like when you try to bring up bad news to somebody. It's like, when's a good time to bring up bad news? Never.
Mama, it's like when you try to tell your mom that she's wrong. You can never tell her she's wrong.
You are never going to win.
You're never going
to
win.
But, I mean, it's just something that, like, people are going to have a response to it. And it's like a hard truth, you know?
Right.
I mean, do we like to think about the good in our community and all that stuff and see the bright side? Yeah.
Yes.
But are there real issues and real problems that need to be addressed that affect us? Absolutely. Also,
the racism? Yeah.
Oh.
Girl.
Racism in this community is rampant. Yeah.
I don't know how it is within the lesbian community.
Right.
I'd like to know.
I am curious.
I would like to know. As a fellow gay, I'd like our lesbian listeners.
I'd like to say no, because I like to think that because lesbians, you know, women, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're more accepting about body image. Like they're more, you know, like they're right. more understanding yeah. of, you know, the things you go through, especially as a woman, hormones, all this yeah. stuff, right? There's just more yeah. factors into body image and things like that.
Right.
And then just overall being more sincere and things like that. I just don't think that is as much of a problem.
Hello.
Not to say that it probably doesn't exist there, but I'm pretty sure we go through it a lot.
Hello. Lesbians, can you please reach out to Franco and let me know how it is in your, what it's like to be part of your world?
Right. What's it like in the kitty cat world?
Well, yeah. What's it like in the, hey, kitty girl, it's your world.
I'm curious. I want to know.
Because I feel like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to call you guys out. Most gays are very shallow.
Yeah.
And here's the gag, girl. Uh-huh. And I saw a TikTok about this the other day. Oh, here we go with the TikToks.
Yeah, right. We love our references.
We love our sources. I saw a TikTok and a guy's like, how is it that my dumbass decided to be gay and decide to be in love with men, the stupidest species on earth? Meanwhile, there's beautiful women walking. Girl, I know you don't like her, but I love her.
Who?
Drew Afalo?
Drew, yeah, right.
I have a huge crush on her.
Do you?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's in love with her body. She's very confident. And she drags men all the fucking time.
Which is why you live.
Which is why I live. I'm like, drag them, bitch. Drag them. I'd like to have her on our podcast. That would be amazing.
I mean, who knows? Maybe now that we sounds a little bit more professional. Maybe now people will hear us and be like, oh,
yeah,
they're legit now.
Sis is going to be like, oh, they're legit. They don't sound crunchy anymore. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, how is it that my ass decided to be gay?
It's like,
meanwhile,
thing,
I'm over here simping for guys that are fucking trash. And,
you ever seen that about like, well, like, why would I choose to be gay? As if I would want to choose to deal with men.
Right.
I wonder if it's just like, I don't know. It's just that sense of entitlement. I feel like people want to, there's a lot of, not entitlement, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just
careful.
Like, everybody
careful.
Wants to, I say everybody, I feel like I'm going to end up getting fucking, you know, shit for it because I keep saying everybody, but mm-hmm. I just say it's more so that there is a big problem with people just not knowing how to be kind. It's really that simple. I think that's just one of the big issues, is just knowing how to be kind.
I mean, I guess I would say I'm kind of a hypocrite on there, because I'm kind of an asshole when it comes to people. But I'm an asshole to people with stupidity.
No, I mean, I think there's a point, you can get to a point where, I mean, if you have to be an asshole, whatever. But I think it's just like the way, maybe you have to get a little bit insistent after a while. But I think that there's people just don't know how to talk to one another.
Interaction with a person is usually a good one. Like, I usually am pretty kind to someone and, you know, talk to them and stuff like that. I don't think I'm rude. But if you start acting dumb and start showing your stupidity,
people think you're rude because you have your bitch face.
I have my resting bitch face, but it's okay.
I mean, you may have a bitch face, but then people find out you're actually kind.
Yeah. They're always like, "Oh, I didn't think you were nice."
Huh. They're like, "I thought you were a total bitch."
Legit. And I'm like, "Yeah,
You're like, yeah, I've been told that before."
Yeah, I've been told that before. At first, I used to get, like, shocked. I used to be like, me? I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I was like, been called worse.
You're like, take a number, sweetie.
Take a number, sweetie. I'm now serving no one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think that we need to, it sounds cliche, but spread kindness.
Yeah.
I think one of the things is that.
It sounds cliche, but I don't think anybody does it.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Like, you know, we can keep saying and keep repeating it, but I don't think enough kindness gets thrown around.
I just don't know how simple, why it's not as simple enough to not be able to just be like, not interested.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you don't want to give a reasoning, whatever, you don't have to, but it's like, at least don't give a reasoning and be a fucking bitch about it. Yeah. You know, where people be like, oh, you're too fat or you're too whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy how I've seen people like say that they've gotten rejected on Grindr. Like, oh, I got rejected. I got a call that was too fat. And the guy was like still flat or whatever, you know? And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch. And that's crazy. I must be like, what's the ship? The Noah's Ark. I'm Noah's Ark. I must be Noah's Ark.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because it's just like, oh, bitch, like, if you're getting that, like, well, what the fuck, like, would this person think of me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's so, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, with everything going on within our community, I think it's very telling.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, it's very important that we address these things so that our future generations don't have to grow up with that mentality.
Yeah.
Because again, I think we've mentioned this before. I think we might have mentioned this during the self-care episode, that as you get older, you start to realize that you no longer want to please everybody and you want to just be happy with yourself.
Uh-huh.
At least that's kind of what I started doing. And the moment I started doing that, I think my life just started feeling easier. Not to say that my life is easy, because I still go through
Whose
the emotions.
Whose life is easy at this point, girl?
I still go through the emotions of, you know, the highs and the lows and the
little hey, little ho.
Little hey, little ho of life.
Sorry, I had to clock the, I had to put in the Stuart little reference.
Yeah, we love the Stuart Little reference.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, how is anybody's life supposed to be, or has anybody's life easy? Like, I picture nobody's life being easy right now. You know,
mama,
I mean, I think
the
that was,
state of our country,
the state of the world,
the world. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say the state of the country.
That's why I'm saying
that
I don't think that I mean, it's kind of the inspiration of why we wanted to do this episode, was because, like, hey, girl, let's check in. Let's get real about, you know, some of those things, because not everybody has somebody to, like, talk to, or maybe, like,
laugh can,
or, you know, so just openly talk about some of these things, because it's like, it's not like you're going to go up to your friend and be like, oh, hey, girl, you know, I'm stressed about the state of the world that we're living in right now.
Yeah,
I mean, how are you doing?
I mean, I think there's people that can, but I think there's people that do struggle with opening up with even their friends and family, you know?
Yeah, it could be one of those areas that just, like, how do I talk about this?
Maybe that's why, this episode might sound like it's all over the place, but, I mean, this episode literally is kind of like a let's have fun, let's talk about.
Yeah, let's open up about what's going on
but,
in our world
let's
right
also
now.
Open up of what's going on with the world, so that, you know, you can hear somebody else's either opinion or how they're managing with it, and see that everybody's probably going through the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking a rich bitch, then
I mean,
pretty sure.
Let's just go with something right off the bat. I mean, let's talk about one of the biggest controversies right now going on in, you know, if you're also here in the United States, bitch, we are going through it with this whole Supreme Court, right?
We're going back in time.
Time machine is real, girl, because we are going back in time. She is rewinding.
Time machine? You mean time travel? Time travel is real.
Yeah. It's real, Mama. We're the VCR, girl. We're pressing rewind on this tape. Like, it's just absolutely insane to me that we could be even going through this right now. So just long story short, if anybody has been out of the loop, which I don't know who has, this news has been all over the place. But hey,
it's, you know,
we're here. We're here to also inform. So it just basically, there was a leaked document that just showed that the Supreme Court is working on overturning a decision, Roe v. Wade, which obviously protects women's rights to abortion and it's basically making the right decision to privacy, making medical decisions
about their body.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
their own body, not somebody else's body.
This document just basically
body.
Showed that they were working on a draft and their reasoning for why they wanted to overturn it. So it's not final, but it's just like showing that, hey, girl, we got this in the works. We're brewing this for you.
And you know what's funny? I was at the gym yesterday and I was looking at Fox News. Hello, Fox News. They were reporting on the protesters that were outside of the Supreme Court justice's house. They're outside their houses.
I heard something about that. Yeah.
They're like reporting on it and saying how terrible it is. I'm like, oh, but January 6th wasn't.
Right.
Y'all pulling up on the White House. Mm-hmm. On the White House with not just one government official who was obviously, like, if you compare it to like the Supreme Court justice who's getting one person's getting attacked, and I'm going to say it in quotation
marks.
You're
going to say that loosely,
who's being harassed in their homes. You mean to tell me that's bad, but yet thousands of government officials who were in the White House at the time who got, you know, run up on by these criminals, terrorists, as I'm going to call them. And you mean to tell me that's not a problem? Because according to Fox News, they're over here like, oh, the Patriots and this and this and this and this and this and that. But they're not a problem. But yet these people who are trying to protect, you know, women's right to choose. Mind you, this has something to do with someone's rights, which Republicans, hello, isn't this what you guys are always complaining about? People like invading your rights and shit.
Right.
But you can't stand behind it. You'll stand behind this. Mm-hmm. But yet, January 6th wasn't even about your rights. It was about the fact that you guys fucking lost the election and you guys were fucking bitter about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand this whole thing with, like, can we let women breathe? Can we let women breathe for, like, a second?
Girl, they've only been able to vote for the past, 50 years? 50, 60, 70 years?
No, I want to say, like, wasn't it like 90 years? Wasn't it the 30s or something?
Did I do my math wrong?
I believe you did, because I believe it was the 30s, no?
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about the Civil Rights Movement, which was somewhere in the 50s.
Yeah.
But I forgot women got wrong. No, ma'am. I think it's because I forgot that women actually got their rights before people of color. White women, I should say, because obviously the women of color were still in the bunch with African Americans, you know?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know why, like, straight men, why do you feel the need to be in control? White straight men.
Because they ain't got nothing else.
Like, why?
Because they ain't got nothing else.
But the thing is, like, you ain't going to want nobody to tell. You don't want, like, nobody. They don't want anybody to tell them anything. Mm-mm. But at the same time, they're like, well, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. They're used to being at the top.
Yeah. They're used to being the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no longer the case.
And it's like, why are we going to already go through this process again where this is already established?
And that's another thing that people are talking about is the fact that if they can overturn this, then what's next?
Oh, right? Bitch. Yes. That actually, good thing you reminded me. I like where you went with that, because that actually reminded me that people were saying there's like a lot of talk, and I've been reading up on it about, like, well, if this is their reason, because the whole thing is like reasoning, right?
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is find their little pathway, right? Find their little, you know, they lay down their little path of words.
Oh, yeah, right.
you know,
of reason,
of how they're gonna lead you to their logic,
right?
And so there's all this talk about how, well, if they overturn Roe v. Wade and the whole thing, privacy and things like that, then it, I remember that something in the draft, it mentioned something about sodomy, which AKA is
anal sex,
mm-hmm. right? Which, you know, the Christians like to shame it on a union, the whole sodomy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got educated. I found out that sodomy in Texas, I think federally, wasn't legal. Sodomy was illegal until mm-hmm. 2003.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, 2003?
Yes, man.
Like, I'm over here thinking, like, well, I don't think there's any laws against gay sex.
Against gay sex?
But, like,
sex?
That happened in Texas, where there was a, I think, like, the police went into this guy's apartment, and yes. he was having anal sex. He was a yes. gay man having sex.
Yes.
And, you know, he got taken away or whatever, prison.
Mama, let's talk about the queen who's in disguise.
Who?
That government official, the one on the wheelchair.
Oh, Madison Cawthorn.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know her.
Yeah, I do know her. I know her.
I've heard of him, but I don't know her personally.
Yeah.
I probably would have pushed her down the hill, but that's just me, you know?
Right.
I mean, ma'am, she's against gay stuff, but yet is a queen herself.
Right. Which is not to be confused with, I think, because there was videos that released of Madison Cawthorn, which, if you guys don't know who he is a representative in the United States Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So he is one of the representatives in the South. I don't quote me on what fucking state he's from, but he's very Republican, very conservative, very anti-LGBTQ.
Very young.
Yeah, he's one
of the younger ones.
He's one of the, like, the new blood of the system there.
Millennials.
You know? So, but there
one
is
of
just,
the one of the one of one of the millennials that the child that got left behind,
and he was there was video footage of him released, and he was like with his there was one that I saw, he's with his buddy, and he's like shirtless, and the guy's shirtless, and they're like in bed just rolling around, and there's videos of him partying with like women's clothes, which is like, hey, you know, freedom of expression, you know, we don't read that here. Well, this is closet takes. This is our queer space, right?
Mitch, I got lingerie right there, right behind you.
I'm like, bitch, I have the Calvin Klein rainbow jockstrap collection. Like, the fuck? Like, wear whatever you want, you know? Bitch, I haven't bought any heels yet because I don't think I found any that I really liked, but I'm like not.
Or that
I'm,
fit you?
Or that too. Because I'm a bitch. I'm a size 11 in men, so yeah. I can't imagine the fucking honkers I'm in women's shoes.
Clown shoes.
You know? So, but yeah, like, it's, you know, do all that all you want, right?
Right.
If that's who he is, whatever, fine. Cool. But it's when you are a hateful person and you got that internal homophobia and you're like, well, you know, I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to have my kicks. I'm going to do my shit. Because he was doing that shit behind closed doors, mama. That was not representing his constituents.
You know... he was like, oh, that was in the olden days.
Yeah, he said, like, oh, we were just fooling.
We're only poking each other's butts. It's not gay if you don't look.
Like, that's just so, oh, God. It's, like, it's we're not still in gay this day and age, girl. Like, has it not already come full circle and just shown these people that these people who are diehard homophobes and all these things in the name of Christianity, girl, they're the biggest like gays of all.
They're the biggest gays. They love having the fucking the Great American Challenge up their ass. They like having those big ass butt plugs up their ass. Like, they're just the biggest bottoms in the fucking world.
But isn't that crazy that the fact that there's possible ways of the Supreme Court, the most powerful, you know, what is it, like the most powerful
court system?
Court, yeah, courts. I don't know. Court, girl, I was lost for words there. You know, the most powerful system in our land.
Right.
It's the law of the land, right? They're the ones that set precedent for all that stuff. And just the fact that they could possibly work that way, the whole sodomy
overturn
thing into there.
Yeah.
So it's like, and girl, overturn girl things. We're next. We're out of here.
We're gone, mama.
They're gonna ship us out. Actually, no, that'd be too kind. We're gonna get our own ship, girl. We're gonna ship ourselves out. Cause they're, I don't know. I mean, it's getting real. I mean, like I said, that's the reality of some shit we're going through, and we have to be aware of that.
The gag of that is that we've talked about it. We talked about it the last time. That's that these are representatives that we don't even get to pick.
Right.
Right? These are people that get, you know, selected by, you know, the people up there. Not even us. They get voted in, you know? So it's like, it's not really...
I just can't that we're still, we're in this, we still haven't moved on the whole hypocritical Republicans, you know? They point the finger, even though the four are pointing back at them.
Mama, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of them. Please stop.
No mas.
And the thing is that they like to, like, be like, oh, well, we go to the real source, fucking Wikipedia.com.
Foxnews.com.
Somebody told them that somebody had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend.
A friend of a friend of a friend who was a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah, their like cousin. Nicki Minaj.
Their cousin.
Nicki Minaj, girl. My cousin's friend, sister's cousin, brother's half-in-law told me that her sister's cousin's nephews twice removed, got their nutsack removed because of the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or so I heard.
Yeah. I mean, this is a struggle bus of life. Struggle bus of life. You notice, like, particularly, you know, I mean, there, you particularly with us millennials, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot since since birth. Since birth, there's been a lot going on. Because, you know, I was born in 92, right? Well, you were also born in 92.
Yes, ma'am.
Around the time of the L.A. riots, I was living around L.A. at the time.
But we didn't go through it, mama.
No, but, I mean...
How did it affect you?
It affected my environment because, obviously, the way that...
Really?
Yes.
Do you have battle scars?
Girl, shut up. You're trying to make a point. of a series of events.
No. I'm just kidding. I'm fooling.
You know, so there's that, right? There's the around that time when, you know, racial tensions were still very high in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we fast forward to 2001. We go through 9/11. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a few.
Afghanistan.
Right. Oh, that's when, you know, that whole war in the Middle East started.
Right.
So, and then, girl, that a was, war only, that's still that was continuing. Only by the... That was
a
only
war
by,
that's still going on.
That was only by the tender age of 9. I was only 9 years old, and that had all that shit had already happened.
Haven't even hit puberty.
Right. And then you have the recession, which hit in 2008.
Y2K. You forgot that.
Oh, I forgot Y2K.
Y2K.
I mean, I don't really count it because it's like the thing that was an actual event. But it was an actual event, I feel like, that really caused anything.
But people were hysterical, ma'am.
No.
People were hysterical, Mary.
No.
Okay.
But
so your LA riots count, but not the Y2K.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right. And then, you know, after the recession, you know, we get Trump and all that stuff. And it's just hasn't been a good a good few decades.
Student debt, everything. Everything getting
student debt as an all-time
everything getting
high.
Expensive.
Oh, girl, you want to go there next? I mean, look at our cost of living right now.
Ma'am.
Like, I'm looking for a new job, right? Mm-hmm. I just finally decided to... If you've kept up with us on this podcast, you know we re-entered the therapy field, right?
I've been doing the therapy stuff again.
And I've now finally decided to not continue with that anymore because it's just not consistent money and all these things. But girl, finding a job that can pay for all this shit.
Mama, we've talked about this in one of the many episodes. Companies that don't pay shit. They pay nothing.
And we're still fighting this whole remote work thing.
Right.
Like, these jobs are still playing with the whole idea of remote. Like, I could do this at home. You're going to want me on a computer, right? But I bet you anything you're going to want me to do is going to have to be done on a computer, right?
I bet you anything of another pandemic is you're going to be like, oh, we can work from home. No, Mary. You won't keep paying me.
Right.
And I'm going to be at home minding my business because you said that my job couldn't be done from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, sucking on
I don't understand. I think a part of me has been, like, feeling like it's, like, a drowning feeling or just, like, a feeling of you just can't get ahead with the way of how expensive things are right now. Like, I have to think twice. No, bitch. Not think twice. I think thrice about...
Rice?
Thrice.
Rice.
Shut up, bitch.
I like my rice, arroz con leche.
You ruined my joke.
I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
I'm going to take these mics away from you. what was I saying?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's go, bitch. You finish my thought since you interrupted.
I'm just reminding you what you were saying, ma'am. Don't come for me. Like, you know what's going on? You know what's going on? You're still upset because I came for your girl, Denali. Denali, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
No, we're moving on past that because, no, it's too late for you.
I'm sorry that I was mean.
But I think more times about, like, you know, with obviously, like, how expensive gas is.
Lucky
y'all who live in other states, because here in California, particularly Southern California, we are paying I think the cheapest one I saw was $5.45 a gallon.
I pumped gas today and it was $5.89. I was like, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Bitch, I went to the grocery store today and I didn't even buy that much. I bought like some ice cream. Mm-hmm. It was like frozen bananas or some shit like that.
Oh, we love bananas.
A small pack of Gatorades, like the little ones, like the personal ones. Mm-hmm. And like some fruit and some water, like a couple bottles of water. Mm-hmm. And that came out to $24. And I'm like, bitch, the fuck? Like, I feel like I don't even have anything. Like,
you're like, what did I buy, Mary?
Exactly. I'm looking at my cart. I'm like, I don't even have a meal here. And this is costing me fucking $25.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm just like, how are we supposed to be okay?
Girl, eating out.
Bitch.
Eating out.
The fat bitch in me knew that the economy was all kinds of fucked up because I started noticing the price differences in my fucking food. Bitch, you know, I'm also a stoner, right? So I love my cheap foods,
are you?
Right? Oh, no? Is that new information?
You're a stoner? I mean, I knew, but, you know, I don't think the Closet Takes podcast knew.
You know, I love to get my munchie meal from Jack, right? After 9, you need some cheap food, go to fucking Jack in the Box and get your little munchie meal. That shit was $6. Mm-hmm. It came with your main thing, your fries, your drink, and your two tacos. Mm-hmm. That shit was $6. Mm-hmm. Now it's $8.
Wow. $2.
She broke the bank, mama. I'm no longer supporting Jack in the Box. She's not going to claim that extra $2 from me.
But if you think about it, I think maybe eating out might be cheaper.
Yeah, I'm starting to really think that it is.
Than cooking at home. Because if you go buy, you know, meat and rice or veggies, whatever it is you're buying.
Time is money.
Time is money. Food is money. And food is really expensive right now. So a meal for, you know, whatever, for your dinner could mm-hmm. cost you what, 30-40 bucks, which if I'm not condoning, you know, going to McDonald's dollar menu, you get two McDoubles, that's $3,
two for $3.50.
Oh,
she,
yeah,
comes in clutch. Yes.
Hello, that's dinner.
And you know, and bitch, you don't you don't have to make a mess of the kitchen,
right?
You don't have to have dishes,
right?
You're done.
Duh. And that's the problem, is the fact that this is why there's, you know, and obesity, there's all these health issues.
Well, let me back up and go back to that. Okay, really go quick, back. When go you back, were you were talking about that whole thing with the McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. I think one thing is that people in this day and age, with everything going on with like the surge in pricing, everything getting more expensive, jobs not really keeping up with the demand,
the cost of living,
the cost that's going on right now. You know, rent's going up, food is up, gas is up. Utilities are going up.
But
I literally got emails about my utilities, about how the gas prices and everything is going up.
Mama, you want me to drive to work, but you pay me $15 an hour?
And that's not minimum.
That's not minimum.
Here's a statement that really stood out to me, which was saying that we fought for $15 for so long that now it's not even a livable option anymore. And I totally agree with that statement, because the fight for 15 was a long time.
Girl, I think I was still 19, 20
I was,
years old.
Yeah, I was like, I think I would say I was like 19 or so.
I just started working,
the
mama.
The fight for 15
was
going
baby.
On. Because talking about how like expensive LA is and California and things like that.
I was blowing backs out over there by Sears at that age. I was over there blowing out the back of the guy. The 40-something-year-old man.
But I don't think people should feel bad for getting fast food and things right now. I don't think that, like...
I mean, I don't think it's a healthy way of living, but I
it's
do
not,
see... the benefit of it.
It's not, but if like, if it's cheaper for you and that's what works right now and that's what's going to, you know, keep you alive and surviving
family,
and things like that. And surviving,
families.
Exactly. Then there's no shame in that. You know, I think it's very easy for people to shame and be like, oh, well, you know, you should be cooking your family dinner and you should be trying to eat healthy and things like that. Or it's so much better when you cook a home meal. Yeah, well, it's also going to cost them about fucking, you know, $50, $50+ worth of ingredients and time, you know, to make that happen. So not everybody has that.
Miss Girl, this is not sponsored by McDonald's. Obviously, it's not sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's has their freaking 40 nuggets, 2 fries for $16, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, bitch, that's, you can feed your family with that.
Right. I mean, like I said, it's not the best food.
Kids,
my dad might like to think so, right?
Right.
With those healthy nuggets.
Healthy nuggets. I still can't get over that shit. So Gabe's
sorry,
dad
I just
one time.
I'm laughing because that story is so stupid.
Gabe's dad one time asked Gabe.
I had
if he
a
could
project.
Babysit.
I took my sister to school.
Oh, it was a project.
It was like a.
Oh, I thought he
was. I was taking
a
like a child development class,
okay.
So I decided to take my sister. I was like, oh, you know, she was like 2 years old or something at the time, and I think we needed a
you
kid three or under
to observe.
To
right?
Like, yeah, for kiddos to just come in and observe. And so I decided to take her. And so then after that whole thing was over, I texted my dad. I was like, oh, you know, she's hungry. What should I get her? And he's like, oh, you can go to McDonald's and get her some healthy nuggets. And the laugh I yelped out. It was funny because
healthy nuggets, Miss Girl.
I mean, hey,
healthy mama.
I mean, maybe if you take the crust, the crunchy part out, the breading.
Probably.
That's nothing but meat right there. And we all know we love a meat.
I do love a good meat.
But, you know, I think we definitely need to, I mean, that's something that's also, again, a universal problem because it's not just here that costs are going up. It's everywhere.
Mama, the baby formula shortage.
Right.
I don't have a child.
But you have your nephew.
I have my nephew and have my nieces.
Yeah.
My goddaughter. I mean, my goddaughter doesn't do formula anymore either.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm over here with my goddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have children in my life.
Yeah.
Diana has her baby. I mean, I haven't heard anything. But she breastfeeds, though.
Yeah. It was something like 40% of baby formula is out of stock right now.
Yeah.
I heard it had something to do with the manufacturing. They had, like, I don't know if it was chemicals or something got in, I don't know, something like that.
Right. So there's that, right? There's the baby formula shortage. There's the cost of living and all that shit. And they still want to revoke abortion.
You heard that
and
right.
And then I saw that a state's also trying to ban what is that called? IUDs or what are those things?
Oh, those the little inserts.
The inserts
that women put to, like, birth control. It's a birth control.
They're trying to ban birth control in another fucking state.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Mary.
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know why. They want that, but they also don't want to give affordable pay. They also don't want to make cost of living affordable. They don't want to provide free child care. They don't want to provide, you know, leave pay.
Mm-hmm.
The pregnancy leave pay.
Right. I think we're finally getting on that train about, like, what the things that European countries have. I think we're finally kind of getting there.
There's talks about that. I think there's a lot of talks about
that.
I
mean, we're having that here in California where there's some bills being drafted up about 32-hour work weeks, but you get paid,
right.
Getting
the
paid
40.
For a 40.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, California.
Right. I mean, it's not finalized yet, but
I mean,
hey, I think we're definitely
California has its own issues too. I'm not going to act like
we're perfect.
We're the perfect state.
You're not going to act like she's Linda Evangelista or that she's
a
model.
It's not Florida. It's not Florida. It's not North Carolina.
Sorry to Diana who lives in Florida right now.
It's not Virginia. It's not vagina.
Like, when you compare it to some places, it could be.
Girl. It's not Tennessee. It's not Mississippi. It's not all the other fucking hoedown, bowdown, crusty, musty.
Showdown.
Howdy, y'all.
Shaolin showdown.
Texas fucking states.
Right.
I'm talking to you, Texas.
Right.
Hot mess. But yeah, I mean, all these, what I'm saying is, like, abortion laws, the ban on fucking birth control. But yet, this is all the things you don't want to provide. And you also don't want to provide sex education?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Girl, you gotta help out somehow.
Right. Like, and then we also have that. I mean, like the whole sex education thing. Girl, we have teachers leaving.
Yes.
Teachers are leaving left to right.
Yes.
Hello. We are not appreciating our teachers. It's a lot of work to be a teacher. Like, I'm hearing like a lot of crazy changes about being a teacher. Like submitting lesson plans a year ahead. Like, girl,
bitch,
who
you gonna
is
pay
planning
me a year ahead?
Who is planning a year ahead in advance? Like, bitch, you got your shit booked and marked up for next year? Like, no, you know? Like,
yeah.
We just have so many issues here that I don't know. Like, I wonder what it's like from an outside perspective. Like, people who are watching from other countries, kind of keeping up with our politics and kind of looking like, damn, they're a fucking hot mess right now.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm just like, what
we just know we're in a hot mess right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just we're crisis after crisis.
We are.
I mean, we haven't even hit on the fact that we're still in a pandemic.
Still the panorama, mama.
Right.
The panorama, Ramadama.
Have you noticed the drastic
Lama?
Have you noticed like the drastic drop in masks?
I mean, there was a drop because they got removed.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just everywhere. Like, it's just people are just like, well, this is just it now. This is just life.
I mean, the thing got removed. Even when it was a thing,
even when masks were
mandated, people didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't want to wear them. So imagine now that the mandate got lifted. You think people are going to care to wear a mask? No, Mary. You're delusional.
Do you feel like all of this stuff that we kind of mentioned up to this point has kind of all come together? And I mean, I don't know if it's affected you negatively, but I feel like it's just kind of, for me, I think I've been having a lot more existential crisis than I normally have.
Yeah.
Within the last few years.
Heartstopper threw me through a loop, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
if I'm being honest, we're in Mental Health Awareness Month, right?
Right.
So I'm gonna be very honest here. I've had a lot of issues with mental health and depression, more so depression, mm-hmm. anxiety in particular.
Right.
I think I got diagnosed with like anxiety, depression. I think it was like 2020 or 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2020 is when I got diagnosed,
which was around the pandemic.
Yeah. You know, so I think it's just a lot of these issues have been just making me really think twice about life and, you know, kind of like more what you want to do.
Right.
And I'm not alone in this. A lot of people are having this conversation about like, we don't want to work majority of our lives, you know,
right.
9 to 5, bitch, who wants to do that? Does that sound good to you in theory? Like, just like, hey, I'm going to work 8 to 9 plus hours a day. 5 days a week for the rest of my life.
And then drive back home in 1 hour traffic.
Girl, exactly. And it's like all for what? To get paid minimum wage and to keep, you know, not being able to afford to get no vacation days.
Right.
Only get like 3 days of sick time, mm-hmm. which is like what the law says. Bitch, right. I have yet to see an employer who goes above the required amount of time for sick time.
Yeah.
Like they'll give you the 3 days that they're supposed to and that's it.
That's all you get.
So out of 365 days a year, girl,
you can only be sick three
and get paid.
Which in our field of ABA, working with children.
Oh, germs are rampant. Germs are right. all over the place. Germs, you're going to run into them.
We only get 3 sick days.
Yeah.
We're only allowed to get sick 3 days.
Yeah. So like, you know, I'm just more so thinking like I want to do something that makes me happy. I think that's the true thing that's been at the center is like people asking like, what's going to make me happy?
Yeah. And you know, again, this kind of just goes back to our self-care episode where we talked about hitting those 5 core areas, right?
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which was the mental, the physical, the spiritual, I forgot what the other two were, right? But it was hitting those, making sure you're nurturing all those parts of your well-being. mm-hmm. right? You know, getting your exercise in is very important. You know, doing your, even 30 minutes, doing a quick walk, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, too. Like, going on a walk, one, it's healthy for you. Two, you can bring your dog with you.
I'm going to quote that to you next time that you don't want to fucking walk with me. Because I'd be trying to get you to go on walks with me because I'm all about my fitness journey right now. And I'm like, oh, let's go. And you're like, no.
I don't like going outside. I don't like people.
Well, I'm going to quote that to you. I'm like, it's good for your mental health.
I've managed my mental health a different way. Another physical way, I can go to the gym.
Because my way is not exact. Might not be your way.
Exactly. Mm. You know, I don't want to go on walks and see ugly people. No, I'm kidding. That sounds so shallow. I just don't want to see people, you know, with the panorama going on. I'm okay. Being able to either go to the gym, go on a walk, the benefits that I myself do not get from going on a walk is you get fresh air, you get to enjoy nature. I enjoy nature, but it's hot as fuck. My nutsacks, wet as fuck, wet as pussy. I sweat easily. And with the summer heat, I don't, this is why I don't go walking with you, sis. I don't want to go walk and sweat it all
out. Why not, bitch?
I sweat too much.
A little deodorant, antiperspirant.
It's not comfortable, ma'am.
We're going to find a way. I'm going to make this happen.
Mary, I need you to understand, it's not comfortable to be sweating buckets of sweat.
Stop sweating, then.
Tell that to my fucking body, bitch.
Change yourself.
I've been trying. Change yourself. Change your costume.
Change it around.
I've been trying to... You don't think I've been trying to get a hold on that since I was a fucking teenager?
I mean,
over there blowing backs out in my sweats, like, whoo!
Get a grip, get a life, and get over it.
I'm like thrusting. I'm like sweating up a storm. And a homeboy, 40-year-old homeboy over there, like, riding my dick. And I'm always like, fuck, like, I'm over here sweating up a storm. Not cute, mama. Mm-hmm. Some people are into that, like, sweaty sex.
Yeah.
Right? You're dragging me away from my. From my point here.
Am I?
Yes. So, you know, again, the physical stuff, the mental, like the spiritual, the religious part, if you're religious, you know, being able to hit all those spots is very important. And I think that it's very crucial with these times that we're kind of just going through. Again, as millennials, we've been through so much. And I think not just millennials, but everybody in the fucking world says,
yeah.
It's just going through a really tough time, whether you're, you know, just starting off and becoming an adult and starting the work life.
Yeah.
Or if you're already like, you know, 40, 50 and you're trying to settle down and trying to retire, you know, in this economy.
Life, the past few years have not been kind to a lot of people.
Right.
It's just been kind to
the boomers. They bought a home for 5 cents.
Yeah.
For a $0.50.
Meanwhile, you know, home rates have gone up to 6%, you know.
But, right. Right.
You know.
Yeah. You know, nothing too crazy.
They're like, just keep renting, girl.
Just keep renting, girl.
Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing
keep
you're
somebody
doing
else
fine.
Keep somebody else rich.
Right. But, you know, like I said, the life hasn't been the easiest for anybody.
Right.
It's definitely, I mean, at this point, we've gone through a lot. Like I said, I don't know what more could happen.
Right.
But clearly, we're still on the brink of some more fights ahead.
Yeah.
And that could be exhausting.
Yeah. And, you know, with everything that we just talked about, the pandemic, everything that's going on in the world, that's not everything, right? Because there's also people who are struggling with their identity. Transgender people, non-binary.
Gay, lesbian,
gay,
trans.
Yeah.
You
name
over.
It. You know, to add that to everything that's going on in the world.
Like, not to say there's not other... that people don't have their struggles, but it's definitely something else to be a queer person.
I was just about to say, mama, it doesn't matter whether somebody else goes through it.
Yeah.
Because a straight person can be going through the same stress that we just talked about, but they don't have the stress of being queer.
Right.
They don't have the stress of either worrying about whether their family is going to accept them, worrying about whether them coming out as trans is going to affect their friendships,
of all the
their
shit that
family,
you go through, you go
everything
through as
that
a queer
you go through as a queer person.
I mean, since we're talking about like the whole mental health, things that have to do with mental health and state of the world and, you know, state of the country we're in, girl, there are still conversion therapies that are still a thing.
Exactly.
Conversion therapies are so insane to me. I mean, thankfully that we have now some more laws against those kind of things. Like, a lot more states are banning that kind of thing, like conversion therapies and things like that, which is crazy, the fact that it can include up to shock therapy.
Right.
So it's like, literally, they're basically doing unethical ABA, if you really think about it. Because they're pairing something negative with the, like, the idea or of acting on being gay.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, oh, gay thought, shock. Or gay whatever, shock. Like, this is going to be aversive to you. This is going to be something negative for you. You're not going to do this. Going to have a negative association with this thing.
Right.
And I'm just like, damn, that's crazy. Like, they're literally, it's literally about you hating yourself or hating that part of you. Like, that's going to be a something that you negatively associate with yourself. And, like, I can't imagine the kind of mental battle that that puts on yourself.
I hate to compare it, you know, shock therapy, because obviously it's not going to compare to the pain. But I think it's very similar to kind of what people who grew up in a religious household kind of go through. Because, you know, you're constantly being told, you know, being gay is an abomination. Being gay is not okay. People who are gay are going to go to hell. You're going to burn in hell if you're gay. All these things, right?
Right.
So, it's just crazy to me. You know, so like I said, for me, the biggest thing here that I'm thinking about is the fact that everything, with everything that's going on, it's enough to throw someone through a loop. But just imagining it either from a younger queer person who's barely learning their identity, whether they identify as gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, non-binary, and how scary that is.
Right.
You know, and I think that's why, I mean, I think this is another reason why I wanted this podcast, was just being able to connect with those people and being able to tell those people, you know, it does get better.
Yeah.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to be like a little voice of reason, or not voice of reason, but like just like voice a voice where we get to bring maybe some things up to light that, you know, just somebody, people normally wouldn't have access to, or maybe would not have normally heard.
I mean, for all you know, girl, maybe somebody, some of our listeners are listening in secret.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know what information you put out there is helping somebody.
Right.
You know? So I think that's kind of a good note to kind of be able to share some things about, just some information to put out there. I have some facts, actually, that I wanted to put out there, because mental health awareness, especially for the stuff that affects the queer community.
Right.
So one of the things that I found was interesting, and this is from a website, it's called Mental Health America. That's the name of the organization. According to them, so 4.5% of us in the U.S. population identify as queer, right? LGBTQ+.
Right.
But, and this was crazy, this was absolutely shocking to me, that of that 4.5% of us that are queer in the United States, that 39% of us will report having a mental illness. That 39% have reported having a mental illness within the past year.
Now imagine the ones that haven't.
Yeah.
If 39% is it's a very high number.
That's 40% of, let's, you know, 40% of us. 40% of the, so like almost of the half four, of us. Almost
of
half
the 4.5.
Yeah. Percent. Almost half of the queer population is facing some sort of.
Is reporting.
Again, right.
The key word there, reporting.
So it could be more of us.
So it could be more. Because people who either go undiagnosed or two, don't report it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I shared like my diagnosis, right? Like how I got diagnosed with depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just from when it made more sense to me when that happened. I kind of was able to connect more of the pieces and more of like my thought process of how I've always dealt with things, you know? Like, I want to share one of the things that I've had like suicidal thoughts and things like that in the past. I never got to the point of like attempt, but it was just the fact that, you know, that's how bad things were in my head, you know,
right.
Everything was just becoming so much. And, you know, it was always easy to think about those kind of escapes and things like that, where you're like, oh, well, you know, it'd be that much easier, you know?
Right.
But, you know, luckily I've had good friends and good support systems around me and things like that to be able to, you know, not have to have gone through with some of those dark negative thoughts. But, you know, luckily people were able to kind of see the things that I was going through and be able to lift me up. Like, you are one of them. That's why we're still here. We're still friends.
I think maybe talking about some of the symptoms or maybe some of the signs of, I don't want to say symptoms, but maybe signs that somebody might be going through depression. And again, just to add, you know, we're obviously not professionals, mental health professionals. Yeah. Obviously, we're just speaking on data that we found online and just speaking from experience, I guess. So again, whatever we say, obviously take it with a grain of salt. And also just like, just because my experience is whatever my experience was doesn't mean it's the same for everybody, and everyone should just, you know, obviously seek professional help and go get diagnosed with whatever it is you might be thinking.
I think if one of the best things, I think the best piece of advice I have for anybody out there is that, like, if you feel that maybe you're kind of doubting or questioning, like, is thinking this way normal? Just go check it out. Go get, you know, I think that was kind of the first thing for me, or one of the things that I was kind of telling myself is like, you know, does everybody think this way? Like, is this normal for people to think like that? You know, I think one of the big things is that I think it's so common to see commercials. You know, we're always seeing those commercials. You know, you always see the ones where, like, I don't know, I can't think of a commercial right off the bat, but it's like, oh, like, it's always like, oh, someone who's not themselves, and like, they're kind of like in a gray sweater, and they're like just moping around and things like that. You see depression commercials, you see that kind of stuff. And I think it's easy to accept or think about the fact that, like, oh, well, it can't happen to me, you know, like,
right,
depression, like, bitch, right, it can't be me.
Who is she?
You don't want to associate yourself with her, right? So I think it's easy to be in denial. And that's that first part, is just being able to recognize that maybe there is something wrong.
Yeah, that's funny that you say denial, because I'm looking at the, like, a list of indications of mental health challenges in adults.
Okay.
And one of them is denial of obvious problems.
There you go. See? Oh my God, I'm so smart. Maybe I am an expert.
Social withdrawals. So if you've noticed you've withdrawn from your friends and family and loved ones, then that might also be a sign.
Yeah.
Extreme highs and lows in mood. Confused thinking.
It's that up and down. It's that roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Long-lasting sadness. I'm over here reading it, but I can't see it because I don't have my glasses on. Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Love being blind. Strong feelings of anger. Girl.
Hello.
Me. Thoughts of suicide. Increasing inability to cope with daily problems and activities. Increased use or abuse of drugs and or alcohol.
Oh.
So those are a lot of signs of...
So my uncle must be going through it then.
Girl.
On that last one.
But, I mean, there's so many, you know... With the list of signs, there's also a long list of resources and different things that could help.
Yeah.
You know, help you.
One thing to note is that while we recognize that all these things are issues, we also, and like, you know, should be addressed and people should, you know, try to fix them and work on them. On the flip side of that, the reality is also that it's not always accessible. It's not always affordable. Right. For people to do such things. I mean, look at me. I don't have fucking health insurance. So right. I'm not able to actively and go get treatment for that kind of thing. And, you know, bitch, me and millions of other people, you know, who can't afford to pay for their health insurance, you know, because premiums are so expensive. But I remember I told you, I was like, oh, girl, the cheapest plan for me was $200. And it was like it covers after $8,000 out of pocket. And I'm like, well, bitch, might as well. Like, I was like, I might as well not even do it, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it is not, while it is good to be able to bring up a lot of these things, I think it's also important to keep in mind that it's not always easy for people. Not always easy for them to.
Well, damn, bitch, way to put it down.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think, because I think we've, you know, we obviously want to be helpful and we want to do all that kind of stuff, right? Like,
right.
Mention these kind of things.
Right.
But.
Well, I know. I know, obviously. You know, seeking professional help, like I said, seeking professional help is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's always not accessible, which is why we talked about in the self-care episode, you know, the different types of areas that you can do. We did give some advice.
Like on, the things you can attempt.
That you can attempt, you know, to do to help with your mental health. And there's also the suicide prevention hotline, which is a 1-800 number and it's completely free. You guys can call. It's 24/7. you know, and if you guys can probably Google it too, you know, the suicide prevention hotline. They have all kinds of resources also there. Like you can actually like text or chat with people.
Mm-hmm. But I like how they became modern with it.
Right.
Like, I think it's very good. It's very instant. It's very like,
right. And sometimes
it's more direct.
And it's a little bit more private too.
Because yeah, like you don't have to
be on the phone. Right.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like, who makes a call these
right.
days?
And people are like, who, well, not only that, but it's like if somebody walks in on you and you're in the middle of your conversation with the person, then
yeah,
it's kind of,
or even like, know. Let's say for kids in school, I feel like that's good because like a kid in school, maybe they went through a bullying event right now, something really traumatic, and they can't immediately call somebody, but a text is obviously way more accessible and way more easier for them to be able to do.
Right. So
there was also that song. Do you remember that song? By Logic? You probably don't know the song itself. I don't really know the song, but it was the one, it was that the suicide hotline. Yeah.
Right.
It was a suicide hotline number, which I was like, you know, I didn't know the artist. I didn't care for it, but I didn't care for the artist personally, but I did respect like the whole putting the song out there, and I'm like, oh, right. Well, that's like a good way to put that number out there. It's right. Definitely puts it out there where people can be like, oh yeah, that's the number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that number for anybody who might be interested, it's a 1-800-273-8255.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the suicide prevention hotline. You know, obviously, if you guys are going through something and you guys need extra help, there is maybe not necessarily to get diagnosed, but there is like support, like mm-hmm. help with yeah. that. There's yeah. also the Trevor Project, and that number is 866-488-7386. And that's for the Trevor Project. And they also deal with a lot of LGBTQ issues. So I think that's also an important thing to kind of note, that there is more, like, I guess, queer friendly, not saying that the suicide prevention hotline's not yeah. queer friendly, you know, but if you feel like, you know, you might want to connect with someone that might be more, who might be able to relate maybe a little bit more in that aspect.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that a lot of the volunteers there are also queer themselves. Mm-hmm. So they might be able to...
I think they put people through training to kind of, like, just average people. They're not... I don't think... Like, they get their own little certification, you know, for
right.
them. But, yeah, like, they go through, like, training their to training. Kind of go through that yeah. to be able to help us.
They
so,
also...
I mean, I think those things also direct you to, like, resources and things, like, something to kind of be able to help you out after that, you know? So... I think it's important to try to attempt to take advantage of the resources that
right.
are
use
around you.
Whatever resources that are available to you that might be free, you know, and again, the Trevor Project is also a very good
yeah.
resource, because they also have, you can text too. There's also the text. It's also text.
Oh, you can text?
Yeah. You can chat, call, or text. So chat, I guess, you just have like a little chat bubble on there.
Yeah.
But the website is thetrevorproject.org. And then also, like I said, you could donate there. So if you, you know, would like to donate to them, you're more than welcome to. Because, again, very important for the young queer people to have that kind of resource. You know, I had that growing up. And yeah. I actually reached out to the Trevor Project at one point.
I think
point.
I reached out once.
Yeah.
You know? It's not a, I think you want to feel, you talk yourself out of it because you it's one of those things where you don't want to admit you need help. But if you're having that moment, better to just call than to just keep yourself in that headspace or that whatever it is that you're going through at the time, you know, just make the call. It's that much better and that much simpler. Hey, you don't want to call them? Dedicate somebody in your life that, you know, you can have a conversation with, be like, hey, you know, if I'm having a tough day, or if I'm really going through it, you know, would it be all right if I call you, even if it's just for 5 minutes?
Right.
I just want to, you know, get this off my chest, or I really need to talk to somebody about it.
Also,
you know?
Also, just to add more to the Trevor Project, I'm looking at their website right now. They have, like, resources on sexual orientation, talking about suicide, mental health, community, gender identity. So I think those are very important topics, you know, in our community and, you know, for young queer people to have resources to kind of help them out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important, and it's a really good website for anybody who might be going through something, who might be LGBTQ plus.
Yes.
To definitely check out and reach out or call the number as well. So
like, be safe out there, guys. Like, take your mental health into account during this month. Make sure to check in with yourself more than usual, or check in with yourself if you haven't started. You know, it's important to do those self-check-ins and know where your state of mind is, where your state of body is. Like, am I good to go for the day? Do I think I might not, do I think I might need to take a day off? Do I need to recharge? You know, it's important to do that, because if you're out of whack, everything in your life is just going to be out of whack, or it's just going to be even worse. Like, if you're in a bad situation, it's just going to make it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
If you're not in a good headspace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And that's kind of what that's kind of the attitude that I've had now towards work, where I'm just like, I'm going to call out because I need it. I really don't care if I have the paid time off, I don't have the paid time off, or whatever.
You're like, I come first.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I've just kind of just with time just kind of dealt with. And I think as a millennial, I think I'm just getting tired of the workforce and how shitty it is. And
the
just
guilt, like, of not wanting to miss work has gone away.
Right. The guilt. I used to feel so guilty. Like, oh, I don't want to call off. I'm so scared.
I was trying called out today, and I was like, I was kind of debating myself on like sending the text of calling. I was like, no, bitch. I was like, those days are over. I was like, you are not feeling bad about this. I was like, you are calling out, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, always do the check-in. And like I said, if you guys would like to hear some, you know, some of our opinions and some of our advice, you guys can always go reference the self-care episode. It's part of the first season. So,
yeah. Just like little tidbits, little advice on how to get your mental health into a better state.
Yeah. We actually got into the 5 different categories of mental health and all
that
stuff.
Listen to the dumb shit I've tried.
Listen to the stuff that Gabe's tried and some of the stuff that I've tried. You know, again, closet takes, like, we always try to have fun and make a laugh about it. But again, with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, I think it's very important for us to be able to have fun, but then also kind of rein it in and kind of talk.
Yeah, some which is serious why stuff. We wanted to touch base with you guys, and just knowing that you are not alone out there.
Right.
So wherever you are in the world listening to us, you know, we know we have a lot of majority of our listeners are here in the States, but we do have people who are all over the world. And whether you're queer, straight, person of color, whatever, you know, we're all living in the same world together. We're all going through some universal things together.
And
some life-changing moments. You know, we're going through a lot of life-changing events, and it's not an easy pill to swallow, and it's not easy to talk about how it's affecting us, you know, but that was important for us to wanting to do this episode and wanting to be able to talk to you guys and mention, like, hey, we're here with you. Hey, we're definitely going through that too. You know, you're not the only one there.
Hang in there, girl.
Yeah, like, hang in there.
It's rough, sis.
You're there, I'm there, and so are millions of others.
Right.
You know?
Listen, I've you know, to kind of lose a little bit of the seriousness and kind of get back into our joking around. And part of this is like trying to keep it serious, but also at the same time keep it lighthearted and have fun. Because again, everyone's going through a lot of shit, you know. Some of the things that I've been seeing on TikTok is that people talk about their OnlyFans and how much money they make, and I'm like, bitch, I'm almost ready to bust it open.
Exactly.
I'm about to go bust it open for some cash.
Mm-hmm.
These people make.
Let's just everybody in the world start an OnlyFans, and let's just subscribe to each other. Let's just support each other. Let's circulate the money between the common folk.
Yeah.
What I mean? Pass the money along.
Right.
You know?
Or even if you don't subscribe, at least share my page, you know.
Retweeting is free.
Share my page. I don't have a page, but when I do, I will let you guys know, because I'm about to bust it open for y'all. Right. And
let us know, y'all, you guys out there on the socials, would you guys subscribe to Franco's OnlyFans page?
They probably don't even know what I look like.
Right.
That's fine.
We should put a picture up. Yeah, on we haven't put any.
I don't think we have. I don't think they even know what the
face,
what their host,
the
what
face,
the face of the
body,
host, the body, yadi yadi. The
you
pictures.
Don't want to see the body. You don't want
to. You ain't trying to see the body, sis. But yeah, I mean, maybe we should post our faces. I just realized I don't think we've posted our faces on our socials, and I think it's important to give a face to the voices of the Closet Takes podcast,
just so they can be like, oh, that's. Like that's the bitch that's always interrupting Franco.
That's the boomer hater.
Oh yeah.
That's the boomer hater. The boomers will finally have a face to their villain, what is it called? Not the villain. Not the main character, not the hero, but the
antagonist.
There you go. The
English lit.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why she took AP and she passed.
I mean, I took AP too, but bitch, I don't.
You couldn't remember the word. Anyway, this was a good wrap on our first episode of Closet Takes with our new sound.
Yeah, it was.
I definitely upgraded. I think
we sound a lot better. Like, I have the headphones on my head, and I'm listening to us talk, and I'm like, we sound crisp, mama.
She sounds crisp. She sounds clear.
She sounds ASMR.
And like that, like I said, we are ending the episode.
No, we can't even end yet. We need to play the game.
Oh,
We started the game last week. We're starting with the 2000s now. We're doing 2000s trivia this time, guys. So, I mean, the episode is over. So if you guys want to stop us and don't want to listen to us anymore, can't listen to another minute of Franco and Gabe.
Or if you want to try to win, see if you can win this one.
Gabe won the last round.
And I'm probably going to win this one.
Okay, let's see it. I probably gave you
I've watched a lot of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, The Price is Right, Jeopardy, Clue, Pyramid, Snatch Game. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give it to you first because I know you're going to lose.
Okay.
What popular movie remake... Oh, this is easy, bitch. This is 2000s, just so y'all know. What popular movie remake starred Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis? I don't even need to read that.
Freaky Friday,
go
mama.
Go ahead, bitch. Go to the next one.
What year did the iPhone debut?
Did the iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
2000...
I can read you the list.
No. I'm going to say it. I'm going to go with 2008. Seven. Sorry.
No, okay, 2007.
Seven. Yeah. Seven. Oh, look at that. I didn't even need the
multiple
choice.
You missed it.
No, bitch.
You
missed it. Self-corrected. No, because before you even said it, I had already corrected myself.
No.
Thank you.
No, ma'am.
All right, next one.
No, ma'am. You got it wrong.
All right, the next question is, what popular brand featured a monkey as the mascot? Lisa Frank, Paul Frank, Baby Fat, or FUBU?
Wait, what?
What popular brand featured a monkey as the mascot?
Oh, Lisa Frank.
No, it was Paul Frank. I don't know who Paul Frank is.
Paul Frank?
Is that the one that was on all the shirts? You know how there was like a bunny and it had like something sarcastic written in the speech bubble? No? We'll look it up after.
I think so.
If any of you guys know Paul Frank, I'm sorry to all of you guys who know who Paul Frank is. I don't know who this man is.
Paul Frank?
I don't know.
Would you have got that one?
No.
Okay.
Well, too bad. Because
I remember Lisa. I forgot Lisa.
You
Frank.
Gave me the questions, mama. This is what
I didn't
you
even
gave
read
to
them.
I know, but this is what you gave to me, and that's that was the way the cookie crumbled. So
bitch,
next,
you keep getting all the easy ones.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay,
I told you I was gonna win.
Who was the top selling musical artist of the 2000s? Do you want the
read
list?
Me that, yes.
Okay. Usher, Eminem, Britney Spears, or Madonna?
That's a hard one. I feel like Britney really dominated in 2000s, but I know Madonna was still pretty big. Like that's when she had Me Against the Music.
Yeah.
Which also had,
Britney
Spears.
Yeah.
This is a trick question, bitch. Uh-huh. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I think that was like one of Madonna's big eras was the 2000s. So I'm going to say Madonna. It was Britney? Who was it?
Eminem.
What the fuck?
This is... It makes sense. This is literally like around the time he debuted and stuff.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is your last one. What was the must-have flip phone of the 2000s?
Oh, I know this. I had this. The Razor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need the fucking...
The Razor, mama. Which celebrity had a line of edible beauty products? Do you need the list?
Choices.
Mandy Moore, Ashley Tisdale, Jessica Simpson, or Hilary Duff?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
I was like, she's the only one on that list that even makes remote sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Hilary Duff.
Mandy
doesn't...
Moore. Girl, I mean, Mandy it Moore. Was not Mandy Moore.
Nobody
it was
knows
not
Mandy
Hilary
Moore.
Duff. You swear. So did we tied?
Yeah, we tied.
We got 2 out of 3.
We did. 2 out of 3.
Well, you didn't win.
Okay, we tied.
This is season 4 of All Stars. We tied.
So we have to do...
We have to go on our all winter season.
A SmackDown for the crown?
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like when they win.
No.
The two I'm winners. Because you know how they used to do two winners?
Yeah.
Before they had the lip sync assassin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, you mean like the crowning?
Yeah.
Oh. So we're I'm Monet and you're Trinity.
Oh, no, not She-Devil.
We're not
She-Devil?
We're not going to sit here and act like you weren't a Trinity stan.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, obviously, this is before.
Long days, long since passed.
I mean, this is another example of when you were wrong. You're wrong about Denali and you're wrong about her. It's okay. But anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode with the new mics.
The new crisp, clear sound, the new intro, the new music.
The new music, the new intro. Everything's new, mama.
We want to say it's a new beginning, a new...
It's a new era.
Yeah, it's a new era of Closet Takes Podcast.
Yeah.
Like I said, we wanted to invest in this, invest in the podcast, and just show you guys that, you know, we're all about this, and we want to be here and do this.
Make everything sound good for you guys.
Yeah.
So that you guys can...
So make sure to check in on your mental health, guys. Check in on your friends.
Mental health.
Make sure to take those extra steps to make sure that you are in a good place and making sure your friends are in a good place.
I'm loving this. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I'm going to take the mic away from you.
Don't hate me. Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. I had a lot of fun.
I had fun listening to our new sound. I think I'm in love with the sound.
I'm in love with the sound too.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. We will see you guys on the next one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.